This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people, the traditional owners of this land. I wish to pay my respects to their elders from past, present and emerging that may be listening today. I would like to acknowledge their traditions of storytelling and community. Sovereignty was never ceded, always was, always will be. Hello and welcome to Rhythmic Remedies. My name's Felix. In this episode, we dig deep into a legend of the music world. Let's get in it. I know you've heard this legendary classic. And maybe this one too. John Michael Osborne, born 1948 in Birmingham, UK. The name we all know as Ozzy was a nickname given to him as a child. What disability does Ozzy Osborne experience? Well, he has dyslexia, a condition that affects people's speech and reading abilities, and experienced mental health challenges. And then, later in life, he's developed Parkinson's. Now let's go back to where it all began. Born into a low socioeconomic family of three older sisters and two younger brothers, his parents worked hard to make sure the family survived. Growing up, life was tough for Ozzy, so much that he almost took his own life. Dropping out of school at age 15, he worked as a plumber, toolmaker, and labourer. He became in trouble with the law at age 17 and ended up in prison for a few weeks. In 1963, Geezer Butler and Ozzy met at a television studio in Birmingham to see the Beatles perform. Geezer and Ozzy joined forces, forming the band Rare Breed. This band had little success, and in 1968, Ozzy and Butler formed Polkatog Blues Band with guitarist Tony Iommi and drummer Bill Ward. This band also had no success, but after a name change to Black Sabbath a year later, and what would be known as the first metal band defining a generation, they had great success. Having dyslexia, he also had trouble writing as well as reading, meaning Butler and Iommi would write most of the songs. Paranoid, Iron Man and War Pigs were just some of Black Sabbath's excellent metal masterpieces that would take the band to new heights. On the 27th of April 1979, it wasn't all sunshine, but mostly rain. Iommi, Butler and Ward fired Ozzy from the band due to alcohol and drug use. Later that year, he would meet guitarist Randy Rhoads, recruiting him as guitarist for his solo career that would begin in 1980. September of 1980, the album Blizzards of Oz was released, featuring the ultimate hit classic metal track, Crazy Train. In 1997, Ozzy returned to Black Sabbath, and in 2013, they would record their final album, titled 13, and in March 2017, the band would split. In 2002, the reality television show The Osbournes aired, featuring the life of Ozzy, his wife Sharon, and two of their children, Kelly and Jack. This had four series and ended in 2005, launching him as a household name and icon. He also worked on films such as Little Nicky in 2000, Moulin Rouge in 2001, where he provided the vocals. Austin Powers, Gold Member, in 2002. Romeo and Juliet, in 2011. And many more. Ozzy has 6 children, with 3 of them musical, following in his footsteps. Ozzy released 13 studio albums, 5 live albums, 7 compilations, 5 EPs, 65 singles, 91 videos, and 41 music videos. A world icon and an outstanding career of 57 years, he now lives with Parkinson's, a condition that affects people's ability to move. Despite this, new music is being planned and also retirement due to his condition. Let's see how this goes. Wow, what a life this guy's had, am I right? Let's see if the next person's life is as wild as Ozzy's. But until then, this has been Rhythmic Rarities. My name's Felix. Thank you for listening.